Hallo und willkommen bei Wie kämen, wie sehen, wie podcasten.
I'm assuming it was podcasted.
No, it's just podcasted.
Oh, there's no German word for it.
No, it's just podcasted.
Fair enough. I don't actually think really podcasted isn't even an English word, so there's probably not going to be a German
translation.
Two
words whacked together, innit?
Absolutely. Welcome. And how are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
You seem to be doing a stretchy thing. You all right?
It's kind of like a... And I don't know why I don't do it before we actually start. But, you know, it's like I have to have, like, a first podcast link stretch. I don't know why. I get the first bit out and then I have to, like...
Have a little stretch.
Have a stretch.
As you think, oh, hang on, I wasn't quite ready for that last bit. Oh, good.
Fair enough. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Well, there might be a few coughs and splutters this end, this week, because...
Standard, that.
Well, there is a regular occurrence of illness on this podcast, but not only that, but I do have only about 80% of my voice back from the weekend, because, as we discussed last week, I was doing the nuclear races this weekend, comparing and DJing
and such.
It's an obstacle course race.
Right.
And the nuclear races is the brand... I do. It's down the road by the secret nuclear bunker, which is signposted, so not so secret. And it's one of the biggest ones in the whole sort of OCR calendar. 6,000.
It's called the nuclear races because basically it's at the nuclear bunker.
Yeah, based at the nuclear bunker.
Secret bunker. So they don't actually like nuke people. If you're in last place, you just get a nuke.
Bombed. Yeah. No, none of that.
Fired away.
None of that. Although we did have a flyby on Saturday, which was quite cool. Very
kind
cool
of flyby.
Indeed. No, literally, I had like a plane flyover that did some filming.
I get that every day.
Yeah, but
mate,
we did some filming. Filmed the village.
You never guess what happened at the weekend. There was only a fucking plane in the sky.
It was an actual
aeroplane. Flew by in the sky. Imagine that, a plane in the fucking sky.
Unbelievable. So, that flew over and, it was a cracking weekend. Yeah. Beautiful
weather.
Did
anyone pass out?
Many people struggled and suffered, were in the medical tent for some time.
Have you ever had an exercise moment? I'm talking, you've overdone it and you start to feel in your head, whoa,
you need
one of those
proper sit-downs.
Yeah, if you had, you know.
A couple of times.
Like... What's her name? That runner off of
Radcliffe.
The London Marathon.
Paula Radcliffe.
She had a moment, didn't she?
Yeah.
Had a shit at the side of the road. Halfway through. She needed a poo.
Halfway through.
Wow.
It was like 21 miles in.
Oh, 21 miles in, she needed a poo. So what do? Just cop squat on the floor, don't you?
Just drop trowel.
Yeah, but the thing is, unfortunately for her, you know, she's the famous out of all of them. So she's been... I'm so glad they didn't pick up on that, though. Mile 21. Paula's just had some water, and now she is... What the fuck is she doing? She's having a poo, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Apologies.
Let's have a look at this man
dressed as a hot dog.
The problem is being like someone like Paula Radcliffe, being, you know, a sort of famous athlete, is that the cameras are always going to follow her. You know, so this moment happening, if it happened to Mo Farah, you know, it's a very unlikely.
Can't see Mo Farah having a poo. It's an Olympic gold medalist.
Just as an image for you right there, isn't it? Yeah. Mo Farah just taking a squat halfway through
Olympic
a marathon.
Olympic hero. Having a poo.
There's nothing dignified about doing a marathon or any sort of, you know, long distance...
Yeah.
Course, you at the end of it, you don't look. You look like
you're
just
pooing your knickers, Paula. No one will know if you're like squatting down in the middle of London and mile 21 and having a poo. And
outside of Costa,
it's not good. So, if you had any embarrassing exercise moments,
no, I've only had a few moments where, like, at the end of a session or towards the end of a session, I've gone very, very lightheaded.
I don't go to the gym because both times I've been.
On the two occasions.
Well, I've gone PT first time because, you know, you need to know the equipment and, you know, good exercises to do and stuff.
Showing the ropes, as it were.
Just ran me to the ground. Both times, the gym here in Brentwood just collapsed. Ended up by the fire exit. Big burly men.
Being
fanning me down.
With a leaflet.
Yeah. Are you all right? Do I look all right? Ooh, there's a plane in the sky. don't see that often.
No, you don't, no. So, yeah, that's kind of my to sum up my week, I guess, really, is it's all been sort of fairly focused on that weekend.
I know, you came round on Tuesday afternoon and he was preparing some music for the warm-up beforehand, right?
I was, yeah.
And you had the nuclear siren.
Nuclear siren was going off, yep.
And this awful piece of music... This techno...
Do we try and find it?
Yeah, try and find it.
All right, let's have a look. It's probably on the old computer in my body.
So he comes
somewhere.
Round on Tuesday. Was it? No, it wasn't Tuesday last week. What day was it? Thursday you came
Yeah, it would
round.
Have been Tuesday. No, it would have been Tuesday.
No, it wasn't Tuesday.
Before the podcast?
No, was it before?
It was
I can
Thursday.
Remember
was
the children
right,
being
right.
here.
Yeah, it was Thursday. It was Thursday.
And
right.
I'll tell you why in a minute I remember them being here. So he comes in Thursday.
Yeah.
It's been an all right day. He starts playing this nuclear alarm and this shit music.
Hang on a minute, I think I might have found it.
And he's just, yeah, this.
See, it's a bit like this.
And there's like a
pretty much
nuclear
this.
Alarm warning sound above that, right?
Yeah, it was something I layered on top of it,
and
yeah.
He was editing that anyway, and this was going on for about a fucking hour, and it was really, like, sending me a little
bit
crazy.
There's a silly voice in the background.
That's right. But I think this would wind me up if I'm trying to focus on doing a race. Or just getting on.
It's warm-up music, mate. It's warm-up music. That's what it's about.
So for about an hour, he was doing that.
It wasn't quite an hour.
It was
good
a long
grief.
Fucking time. So that was an hour of noise he created then.
Yeah.
And then the reason I remember the kids being here is because then he comes into the living room, finds the boys, and then just starts throwing them around and making them scream. And so that's another hour of fucking noise. Thanks very much, Rob Jelly. Don't come back too soon.
So I didn't.
No.
So I came back today.
We've hardly spoke this week.
I know. At one point,
hardly
I thought
even
you
might have spoken. I didn't even text you in the morning, so I should do in breakfast.
No, exactly.
No.
I missed those early morning text messages.
Can't have it all, mate. Can't
no,
have
I know.
All.
I know. Anyway,
well, good
so
news.
That was my week.
Good news this week.
Good news.
Yeah. I am now.
Yeah.
Grow free.
Yeah.
Grow free. Grow free. Dr. Yacoub was right. Just like Mark Foley. He said my growth would disappear. Can you shut up?
What? Yeah, sorry.
He said my growth would disappear. And by Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Sunday, gone.
Oh.
Like fucking magic.
What a so, beautiful day.
Mate, I tell you now, look at me right now. You tell me I ain't higher than a 6.2 right
mate,
now.
Mate, 6.6 all over.
6.6? Get out of it. 6.6. At least 7.3.
All right, 7.3. I'll let you have that. I'll let you have that one. No, very good news. That is excellent news
it
all round. That
news.
Is excellent news. And yeah, I mean, your hair's getting a bit longer as well. Now you're growing that out. That seems noticeably longer. Like,
yeah, just leaving it. Well, it's been growing under the hoodie for the past 3 weeks because I've been hiding the growth
true.
With the hoodie. So no one's really seen my
head.
My head. No one's seen my head for 3 weeks. Everyone who I've seen since Sunday is like, oh, you're looking different. I fucking know.
Yeah, not wearing a hood.
I'm not covering my head up anymore. I'm allowed to bleed. I am finally free.
Free. Oh, well, no, that is great news. That is good news. Good news on the podcast.
Right. So that's our week rounded up.
Yeah, that's about all the business needed in doing there, so that's good.
So where do we go from here? Do we want to have an early cheeky quiz?
Well, we're talking news. We could do the news if you want. Or
No, I'm not ready for the news.
No. All right, we'll do a cheeky quiz then.
All right. Well, it's the return of the sunny day kitchen playlist.
Yeah.
Remember last time?
Goody gumdrops,
you know,
yes.
You wake
crackers.
Up some mornings, the sun is shining.
Yeah.
And it's warm outside. You open the doors, throw those curtains wide.
Absolutely.
You get the bloody summer tunes on. So that's what I did on Sunday. Cooked some chicken, hung out with the neighbours. It's a good day. So I've picked out 5 of those songs that were on that Sunny Day Kitchen playlist from the weekend. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob.
So, that's the rules. And they sound fucking simple, mate.
They sound pretty simple to me.
I played five songs out of many.
Out of many songs. Out of the many, many songs that have ever been made.
Yeah, out of all the songs, what are these five songs? From whenever.
Whenever. They could be from any
from
time.
From whenever. Question number one.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining. Everybody's in the play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey.
So what do you reckon?
Ooh. Minimalistic lyrics there.
Once more?
Yeah, go on.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It's stopped raining. Everybody's in the play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey.
It's a beautiful new day. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I don't think it's this, but the only thing I can clutch any straws at is U2.
U2?
Yeah.
No. ELO!
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't the cloud in sight. It's stopped raining. Everybody's in the play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. So long. Where did we go wrong?
ELO and Mr. Blue Sky, of course.
Great track. Great track.
Sounded good while was doing the old chicken on the barbecue.
Poking the chicken on the barbecue.
Yeah. See the pics, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful chicken.
Looked tasty.
Some beautiful lamb chops as well. Fresh from butchers. Oof. Hey.
Yum, yum.
First one, wrong. So out of all the other songs, what's this song that I played in my kitchen on Sunday? It just so happened to be sunny.
She's the kind of girl you dream of. Dream of keeping hold of. You'd better forget it. You'll never get it. She will play around and leave you. Leave you and deceive you. Better forget it. Oh, you'll regret it.
I think Lyric Man is a little bit tipsy.
I think he said some sherry this afternoon.
I've had some trouble with him this week, to be honest.
Just behaving in this session.
Can't say his words properly.
Get your words out, Sunshine. Come on.
No problems.
I don't want to put the blame on VoiceOver Man, but he certainly isn't helping me this week.
No.
I don't know. Bowie.
Say Bowie?
Yeah.
Of the David?
Stab.
Wrong. No. One of your main men.
She's the kind of girl you dream of. Dream of keeping hold of. You'd better forget it. You'll never get it. She will play around and leave you.
Leave you and deceive you.
You better forget it. Oh, you'll regret it.
You'll regret it.
No, you'll never change it. So leave it, leave it.
Get out quick, cause sin is believing it's the only way that you'll ever know. She's an easy lover. True. Phil Collins. Philip Bailey.
Hey.
Easy lover. Ever had one of those, Rob?
No comment.
No comment. You were starting to go there. So not doing well so far, but you can kind of get the gist of where I'm going now.
Okay.
Right, the kind of tunes.
Hopefully
that you're
I'm in
for.
The right zone.
All right.
Tune though, that's two good tunes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right. Question.
Why do I never come round when you have these sessions? It's just never mind.
All right. Because then you would know the answers to the quiz.
Well, that is true, yeah.
You know
we'd,
what I mean?
We'd have no quiz then, would we?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
True.
Question number three. Well, that's my excuse anyway. Question number three.
standing in line, marking time, waiting for the welfare dime. Cause they can't buy a job. The man in the silk suit hurries by, as he catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job.
Have a think.
Mildly swinging towards saying Prince, but I don't think it is.
Right.
So if it's not Prince, it is...
Can't wait for this. It's not Prince, it's... Who is it if it ain't Prince?
It could be anyone in history. It could be Vivaldi.
Could be anyone.
Or Little Mix. I think if it was to pick two artists any further apart, Vivaldi and Little Mix would probably be about as far as you could get.
So are we going for Vivaldi or
sod it.
Little
Mix? I'm going to go for Prince. No, it's not Prince.
I know.
Standing in line, marking time, waiting for the welfare dime. Because they can't buy a job. The man in the silk suit hurries by as he catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job.
Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
It's just the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Hang on.
Some things have never
changed. I'm sure some months ago, we talked about your beef with the Hornsby.
Yeah, but we also spoke about the beef and we also entered the beef. If you remember, there's no more beef between me and Hornsby.
Settled.
It's over.
Good.
Yeah. That's why he gets played on a sunny.
I was just checking. I was thinking. I couldn't remember if it was properly resolved or not.
No, it's resolved. Good, it's fine. Good. I'm over it. It's so 2011. Right. Question number four.
I've got to get something right today.
Do now.
I know. I'm in the right zone. I know where I'm thinking.
Right. Ready.
Ready.
And true, it may seem like a stretch, but it's thoughts like this that catch my troubled head when you're away, and when I am missing you to death. And when you are out there on the road for several weeks of shows, and when you scan the radio, I hope this song will guide you home.
Oh no!
What are you saying?
Oh no! I heard this song again. Oh, you swine. Scan the radio. So I got you. Scan the radio. Oh, you.
Hope you're doing well on the quiz this week.
Oh!
He's not.
I'm just scanning the radio. Someone guide you home.
Are we there?
Cut in the cold. No, it's not Coldplay. It's not Coldplay. It's... Oh, this is so irritating. I know this.
I'm going to...
I'm going Coldplay. I know.
Let's take a moment.
And true, it may seem like a stretch, but it's thoughts like this that catch my troubled head when you're away and when I am missing you to death. And when... You are out there on the road for several weeks of shows, and when you scan the radio, I hope this song will guide you home.
I was confident you were going to get that one. Are you listening to me?
I know the song, word for word.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought you were going to get it. But what a tune, right? For a sunny day.
It's beautiful.
They will see us waving from such great heights. Come down now, they'll say. But everything
Self-indulgent there, yeah, wasn't it? Sorry about it. Podcast listeners, you were wrong again.
I know.
You ready for the final one?
I'm about as ready as I'm going to be this all week, right. I think, for this. I'm trying. I
you
am
got
really
zero
trying.
Before?
Yeah, once or twice.
Right, let's...
Come on.
Get this.
Come on.
You to watch this sob like a pile of leaves. I'd gone to find some better wheels, 4-5 meters running round the bend, when the government agents surround you again.
What?
Nah.
What the hell is that?
If I put the next lyrics in, you would have got it.
Right, okay.
Can't make it too easy. I know the rules to the quiz are simple, but the quiz isn't fucking simple.
No, it clearly isn't. Yeah. Oh, flipping it. I don't know.
You to watch this sob like a pile of leaves. I'd gone to find some better wheels. 4-5 meters running round the bend when the government agents surround you again.
As it clicked.
As it clicked. 4-5 meters round the bend.
And the government agents surround you again. Anything?
The only... Mulder and Scully? Is it Catatonia?
Nowhere near, man. I was confident.
Is it Will Smith, Men in Black?
No.
You to watch this sob like a pile of leaves. I'd gone to find some better wheels. 4-5 meters running round the bend when the government agents surround you again. If Diane Young won't change your mind, baby, right on time.
Yeah, a little bit of Vampire Weekend being played in the kitchen, of course. Vampire Weekend, Diane Young, played in the kitchen on Sunday. That was the final question in this week's quiz. And you got a big fat zero. It was.
Proper poo.
So
I did as well. Yeah. I was going to make some comment about Paula Radcliffe doing a poo on the pavement.
There's too much poo in this podcast already. Too much. That was a word quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. I thought I'd go high, but then decided against it.
The vocal cords bailed.
Right, we're doing some music.
Yeah, let's do some music.
This week's musical recommendation of a track that we think you should listen to this week, a new from Passenger off of Whispers 2. New album out this week. Make sure you listen. This is 1,000 Matches.
Lying on a mattress, 'cause my friend's crazy sister took my bed away. Sleeping, she looked like an actress. In theory and in practice, I said there's got to be a better way. She said you light 1,000 matches. When you finally set fire, well, you run away. So why'd you go and do it when you knew that you were going, I would stay? I hit the wall in frustration, the conversation I've been circling for days. She said, don't take it out on him, for the wall has always been supportive in the best of ways. We're laughing and crying like madmen dying in the snow. For just one second it was funny that she would have to stay and I would go. And I say, love you, know I love you so. When you love someone, well, you've got to let them know. And she said, nothing's changed, I love you the same. When you love someone, sometimes you got to let them go. Sometimes you tear it all apart to see the wood from the trees. Sometimes you break your own heart to set yourself. Walked her to the station, hesitation in our movements and our tone. Words finally left after realizing how uncomfortable they'd grown. See what you want and what you need, well, they seldomly succeed to grow. We reluctantly agreed that when you love someone, you gotta let them go.
Beautiful. Passenger from Whispers 2. That's 1,000 Matches. Check out the full version online
now.
Wherever you get your music.
Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous music.
Right.
And worth checking out Whispers, the first album as well. Also, just as beautiful.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Well, it's about that time in the show where we hand over to Rob, because once again, he's been delving into the shit bin at the BBC, pulling out all the old news that no mug wanted and brought it to this here podcast. All right. To do a feature that we call News Not News.
Ready yourself for this.
Better be good this week. Not saying it wasn't good last week. I'm just saying.
Just listen, saying. Come on, it's news, not news, okay? But maybe this could be news.
News.
Biscuit factory worker has lost 18 stone after being warned that his blood pressure was so high he should be dead.
Right.
Gary Marsden, 47, was so spooked that he shed nearly half his body weight following a routine medical at work 3 years ago.
There you go. So, he used to eat a lot of biscuits.
Yeah, now he doesn't.
Now he doesn't. He's a lot thinner.
Yeah.
Life lesson for you, if you're fat.
Yeah.
Don't eat a lot of biscuits.
Yeah.
All right, that's the news. That's the life lesson.
Yeah.
All right?
It's not news, though.
No.
Firefighters were called to the home of Manchester United and England defender Chris Smalling after his hot tub caught fire.
Right.
An electrical fault may have led to a blaze in the garden of the player's home in Altrincham. The Great Manchester Fire and Rescue Service said a crew from the service had attended after police initially reported the blaze. It added there was nobody in the house at the time of the incident.
Right.
So a hot tub spontaneously combusted.
Oh, there you go.
If that had happened in anyone else's house and not a footballer's, it wouldn't have even made the not news pile, would it? It'd have been not news.
To all there?
What?
To all the hot tub out there? You're a hot tub bastard. Hot tubs. You're a hot tub bastard. Spontaneous combusted.
What were you thinking?
Just
get a bath, you know what I mean? What is it?
God, I love
a
hot tub.
We don't. Yeah, but we don't live.
If I could afford a hot tub, I'd have a.
Would you?
I'd have a hot tub. Yeah, I do like hot tubs.
Yeah, so would I actually.
Anyway. Now, that was the worst bastard we've ever done, by the way.
Yeah, no, definitely the worst bastard.
We've got to fit it in somewhere.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We're low on bastards this week.
So, an Oklahoma school has expressed concern and disappointment on Wednesday over a video that went viral showing students in a biology... went viral showing students in a biology class performing a choreographed dance routine with dead cats. In the video, students dressed in lab coats at Oklahoma City's Harding Charter Preparatory High School hold dead cats that were used for dissection and manipulated the animals in a set of moves to music used in a cat food jingle.
Maybe one of them was Gangster Cat from a few weeks ago. Couldn't find a home. R.I.P. Gangster Cat.
Yeah, R.I.P. Now, an organisation studying great white sharks is enjoying some welcome attention after one of the creatures they have been monitoring started gaining a loyal social media following. At Mary Lee Shark...
Oh, no. I fucking hate it already. Any kind of animal or inanimate object...
Like Big Ben.
Yeah, they don't need a fucking Twitter account.
I'll put that one over there, then. All right, listen, I'll give you this one, then last one.
All right.
Britain's least punctual train service has arrived early, but only after changes were made to the timetable. The Southern Train Company, operator of the service, of the 7:29 a.m. from Brighton to London Victoria, admitted that the days when all its trains ran well were far and few between. Statistics show that the 7:29 Brighton train never once got into Victoria at its scheduled time of 8:35 throughout 2014. So for a whole year, it was late every single time.
Okay.
All right. The train actually reached London 2 minutes early, okay, because it was rescheduled to arrive 3 minutes later than previously thought, which, do the quick maths, means it's still running a minute late to what it used to be. So it's a train...
Fuck doing quick math, mate. I'm just trying to get me around what the fuck you're saying.
Basically, news, a train was never on time.
Brilliant. Well done. That
no surprises there, then.
Those, yeah. You know, above and beyond this week.
What's this?
Yeah, back in the shit bin.
Over there in the shit bin.
Well, now we're going to have to tie that up.
Yeah, well, I'll do it, don't worry.
You better. I tied it up earlier. Right, do you want this week's show and tell?
Show and tell?
Show and tell. Gremlins are in the system again. Oh,
absolutely.
By the sounds of it.
Absolutely. Gremlin bastards.
This week's show and tell is following on from the last couple of weeks, actually. A couple of weeks ago, I let it be known that I think we are running out of music. And
I would concur.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of music that sounds very similar.
Lots of people, recycling going on.
Yeah, a lot of people on the same label, using the same beats, etc., etc. So I have been trying to think of different ways and like a solution to the low music or the low original music crisis.
Output, yes.
That we've got going on.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So I found this week that I want to show you.
Excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah. Please show.
And weirdly, this is leading on to a topic that we spoke about earlier on. If you've got a childish bone in your body, you're going to love this.
Which, if you listen to this podcast, you probably have.
Yeah. If you've got this far, you're on our level. Because if you're not, you would have switched off ages ago.
Yeah.
All right. So, get ready. Last week, we spoke about singing plants, right?
The plant orchestra.
Plants sing. Yeah, you attach them up to frequencies and everything, and then, you know, kind of, they make sounds. We all remember.
Small and white, clean and bright.
Edelweiss.
That music in the background, apparently from a plant.
Yeah, apparently so. Yep.
There's a couple of guys.
Right.
And they're called the Wrongtown Brothers, or the Shonky Brothers, if you want to find them on SoundCloud. And basically, they are kind of, and I say kind of, in the loosest form of the word, making music with a fart. That's right, we are talking a fart symphony. Hey?
Hey?
What do you reckon?
I like it.
Now, he's recorded one of his farts, and he claims that this is the best fart he's ever done. So, luckily for him, he was recording
it on mic.
The time. All right, so this is what we're talking about. All right?
That was the fart.
Yeah.
Sounded a bit wet.
But... I hear you ask, like, what? What's so special about that fart? You know, can you hear anything in there? Like,
I think it's because it's got it holds at a certain. There's a little wobble anything? At the end, but I think I know where this might be going. Right. But go on.
Now, if you slow that fart down,
yep.
All right, sound a little bit like this. Can you hear anything in that?
Yeah, it's starting to sound a little bit trombone-esque.
That's the same fart slowed down. And that is a major seventh arpeggio in the key of B flat with a trill at the end. All right? So, played on a flute. All right? Now played from his band. So,
in fairness, it's got a point.
So there you go. Another option we can use.
Our ass.
Yeah, we can use our own natural gases, our own natural flatulence from our backsides.
The thing is, right, as we discussed last week, okay, right. About the plant orchestra,
yeah.
I was with it, you know, to start with, then I watched a video that you had as well, and I wasn't so convinced having seen it, because there was a few times when she sort of caught a few of the instruments, the plants, and there was no sound, so I'm a bit dubious about whether or not that really is real, but there's no denying that that does not, you know, when you played it on the flute, you played it, well, played the bum tuba,
That bit sounds very Disney.
Yeah.
This bit doesn't.
No, but
it sounds very similar.
But it has a tune to it.
So it's an option for people. Anyway.
Absolutely. Right. No, so, I like that.
That's this week's
Show and Tell. Show and tell, 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 show and tell,
tell it.
He did.
I did, and I showed it.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, you've still got your clothes on.
Anyway. So there you go, that's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Thanks for listening this week. Wherever you've got your download from, whether it be the iTunes for the Apple or the Stitcher for the Alien.
Alien?
Yeah,
Android, yeah.
It's like the robot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little alien, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you've not subscribed, make sure you do. Also, if you're on iTunes, please make sure you rate and review.
Rate and review.
Rate and review, because apparently it helps.
Yeah,
so make sure you do that. Also, if you're not following us on Twitter, it's at WCWSWP. You can also find us on Facebook with the same name, Robert.
Yes.
What you got coming up for the next week?
Well, cousin's 30th birthday this week,
right.
So off to the capital for some drinky poos in Covent Garden Saturday. So I will be out of state Sunday morning.
Oh, you're going to come back with London flu, ain't you?
Probably. If I'm going to, I'll try and go on the tube.
I'm not ready to go back to London.
I'll try not to touch any of the rails on the train, but there's no guarantee.
But it sounds like you're having a good week.
Yeah, well, it's busy May, isn't it?
Well,
you know, it's May.
Of course, I'm doing fuck all. Anyway, yeah. It's that time of the show where we say goodbye. If you listen to this in bed, this is the time when you can go to sleep. It's now time for this week's lullaby bye. And this week is courtesy of Fleetwood Mac. Thank you.